Yeah, nonsense. What would you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off?
Oh, we said that was a cliff, didn't we?
And up in the mountains, where a road crosses a low place in the mountains, what would you call that?
A valley?
Sort of, yeah. An opening between mountains where a road goes through a valley. How about a gap? Pass.
I guess that.
And would you say notch?
Huh?
Notch.
Notch?
You ever heard that?
No.
Yeah, a little opening there where the mountain breaks down and the road goes through.
No, I hadn't heard that expression.
What about a place on the seashore where the boats stop? And where freight is loaded.
That's the docks.
And what would you call a place where a lot of water falls over a long way down?
That would be a waterfall. And I guess that's where your gorge would come in, the waterfalls.
Yeah, that's right. Suppose there was a little road that came off a main road. What would you call it?
Well, I'd call it the side road or the forks of the road.
If it was out in the country, would that make a difference? Would you call it anything different if it was out of town?
No, I don't imagine it would.
Side road. I call it side road.
I guess if it was in town, it would be a street.
Well, suppose, what would you call a road leading up to somebody's house?
A driveway or an alley.
And if it was a little road that you drove cattle down.
A lane.
Have you ever seen one of these big plantation houses that had a tree line path leading up to the house? Would you call that a driveway too?
Yeah, you call that a driveway.
That's all I'd call. What about the thing we have along the road for people to walk along?
Not sidewalk.
Do you ever call it anything else?
A path?
Yeah, pavement.
A pavement. Sidewalk.
Well, let's say, You're walking along a road, and a dog jumps out at you, and what would you pick up and throw?
anything I get a hold of.
Right.
It'd be a rock, I guess.